This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. In another sign of the changes happening in Austin, what used to be an old print shop on South Lamar Boulevard, just south of Barton Springs, is now a popular restaurant. And here to give us his review of this place is Austin American statesman restaurant critic Matthew Odom. Hello, Matthew.
Hey there, Nathan.
What is the restaurant called?
It's called Eberly.
Why does that kind of sound familiar?
That sounds familiar because if you've driven through downtown, you'll notice that statue of the woman firing the cannon. That's Angelina Eberly,
okay,
who in the mid-19th century apparently fired a cannon to ward off Sam Houston to protect Austin as the capital of Texas. And so her name has been appropriated now for this restaurant. And they say on their website that much like she defended Austin as the capital, they're defending the soul of Austin.
And what is the soul of Austin?
Well, I guess that's up for debate. What this place is, though, is very ritzy, swanky, almost club-like, very much indicative of kind of a new and somewhat unsettling for me change in Austin restaurants. You know, if we look back at what I'll call the glory days of Austin restaurant openings from, say, 09 to 13 or 14, you had Bryce Gilmore at Barley Swine and Todd Duplechon at Lenoir, Jesse Griffiths at Die Due, Ned Elliott at Foreign and Domestic, and others of those ilk. Those were kind of small, chef-driven restaurants opened with not a ton of money in most cases by a chef that had a vision and a point of view. And we've kind of changed a little bit over the last year or two. Places popping up that are very good-looking, have nice build-outs, but their food doesn't always match up to the outside appearance.
Oh, really? Okay, well, why don't you tell me what kind of food they're serving at Eberly?
So you're looking at classic New York or American cuisine. Oysters and charcuterie, steaks, you have braised short ribs. I mean, I'd call it kind of upscale banquet fare, like a really fancy wedding. There's some Texas touches on there. There's a venison and quail dish. And then it touches back on the East Coast with this pot of goodness they have. It's for people to share, apparently. They have this share section of their menu that suits 2 to 3 people. It says that's $95. And it's a pot with like lobster tails and redfish and shrimp and clams. So that's one of a couple dishes that they have to share. The other one's a big ribeye for about $90. But it's mostly seafood and a few meat dishes. It's actually not a huge list considering the size of the place.
Oh, it's a big place?
It's a big place. So in the back, there's something called the Cedar Tavern. It's a bar that they got from the Cedar Tavern, which was a big hangout for abstract expressionists and beat writers back in New York City. When the bar closed, the owners of the Eberly, who owned Stubbs Restaurant and sold Stubbs barbecue sauce for a lot of money a couple years ago, they bought the big bar from the Cedar Tavern. It's this huge mahogany bar, and it's really pretty. So that's a whole separate part of the restaurant. You can go in through the back there, and it's gorgeous, just like the front of the restaurant's gorgeous. There's mid-century detail, the tile floors, the wood paneling on the walls, these royal blue banquettes. It is really a beautiful restaurant, but it feels a little bit more like a place to see and be seen and kind of experience than it does necessarily to be a place for dining. It's kind of dining as entertainment as opposed to dining as a communal experience of appreciating craft and flavors, etc.
How was the food, though? I mean, how can you go wrong with steaks and lobsters and short ribs?
You know, the steak frites that we had was actually quite good. The braised short ribs was just kind of rich, and there wasn't a lot to that dish. The redfish had a cracker crumble that was, the consistency was kind of soft and didn't have that crunch to it that you'd want. The wood roasted oysters Angelina, I just kind of had that burned rubber kind of taste to them. So they weren't great, and it was odd to me that they would call the dish after Angelina. They named him after a 19th century woman in Central Texas, so I don't know if she was a big oysters fan or not. But there were a few things that I did like on the menu in addition to the steak frites. I really like the desserts. This is kind of a popular thing right now, these kind of plays on childhood flavors. They have a raspberry PB&J from pastry chef Natalie Gatsawi. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. So there's peanut butter mousse, and it has like a raspberry beet sorbet and a brown butter crumble. So that was fun. And then her family's recipe of a boss cake, which is this almond pastry filled with vanilla bean pastry cream and some wine poached pears. That was really nice as well. So those were two good ways to end some kind of spotty meals that were also marred by some glitches in service. There's also a smaller menu back at the Cedar Tavern bar. It includes a really big cheeseburger. the cheeseburger is kind of this architectural cheeseburger, you know, real towering. Yeah. And then you press it down, and this kind of cheddar hollandaise they had made it kind of dripping and kind of made the tough buns soggy. And so kind of like with the rest of the place, it was better to look at than actually eat.
And what are the prices like?
If you're having dinner for two, you're looking at a couple $100. The entrees range anywhere from 25 to 45, kind of that neighborhood. Then you'll have a couple starters in the high teens. And then they have side dishes, $8 to $10 that you'd get. Again, it's not a huge menu, but if you have a drink or two, you're looking at least a couple $100.
Doesn't sound like you're the biggest fan of this place. Would you recommend people try it or no?
You know, it's extremely popular. I'll say that. It just wasn't my style. But if people enjoy going, who am I to stand in their way? It's not one of my favorites. Of course, there was this long trend of Instagram-worthy food. And Eberle is less of an Instagram place and more of a selfie place, if that gives you any kind of an idea.
All right. Well, the restaurant is Eberle. It's on South Lamar, just south of Barton Springs. You can read Matthew Odom's review about it at austin360.com or in Friday's print edition of the Austin American Statesman. Matthew Odom, thanks for your time.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.